You heard Giffords refer there to weeks of failed negotiations. Just a few days ago, of course, the political system seemed completely stuck as the August 2nd deadline approached. Now the deadline has arrived. Seems likely that President Obama will sign a debt limit extension this afternoon. And we're going to talk about this with NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving very briefly. Ron, good morning.
Good to be with you,
Steve.
Does
this compromise mean the system works after all?
In a sense, it does, if this is what you consider a working system. We did drag ourselves across the finish line, so it appears the Senate's going to vote today. It came down to a weekend deal between the Senate Republican leader and Vice President Joe Biden. They have done business with each other over the years. They seem to trust each other, and they were responsible for the deal back last December. If that's the way our system works, it seems rather tenuous, and it doesn't seem like quite what the founders may have envisioned in 1789.
You're saying that it got down to one personal relationship that's worked in the past, and if it hadn't been for that, it could have been a disaster?
Well, we saw some other personal relationships that seemed to be working. President Obama was working with Speaker Boehner, and they had a not a global deal, but they had a grand bargain.
They were on their way to one, yeah.
Yes, and that would have been far better. It would have pleased the markets more, the rating agencies more. It would have probably pleased the country more and have been a much more balanced deal. But the speaker had to walk away from it because his caucus, his Republican caucus in the House, would not back him.
Now, just very briefly here, Ron, setting aside the substance of the bill, whether it's good or bad, does the manner in which it was arrived, this narrow aversion of what people felt would be disaster, caused lasting damage to the United States and to the political system?
Yes. In a sense, I think these kinds of bruises do not heal, at least not quickly. What matters now is how we address that bruise, how we address the setback. Do we go forward in the fall with a real spirit of compromise between the House and Senate and between Republicans and Democrats and try to come up with a balanced package for trying to bring down the nation's long-term deficit? If so, maybe we've learned something from this summer. Maybe that'll be to the good.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving speaking with us here on Morning Edition from NPR News.